The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, more than half of adults in Ireland say that just one setback can derail them from weight loss goals. That's according to a new survey released today. And joining me to discuss how to stay on track when it comes to fitness, to weight loss and to all of those things, I'm joined now by Natalie Lennon, who's a nutritional and health coach and content creator. Good morning to you, Natalie. Do you see a lot of this? Do you see people, they fall off the wagon, for example, at Easter and they eat a load of Easter eggs or whatever because, you know, something is happening like that? And then even though they were going great guns in the run-up to Good Friday, that's it now. It's all wasted. They walk away.
I would. Yeah. And you can see often, you know, we had Lent, so people can give up chocolate and sweets and everything and get through the 40 days and 40 nights, no problem. And then come Easter, it's not just one Easter egg. It can be 10 of them. And the thoughts of getting back on track, as we say, or on the bandwagon is too much. They feel like a letdown. They feel like they're not capable. And that's because, but I believe, and I've saw this in so many people, and I've experienced it myself, restricting a food, as much as you might be able to do it for that short period of time and lose X amount of weight in even those 4 weeks or 5 weeks,
yeah,
it's only going to lead to more food thoughts and stress and feeling out of control in those 4 or 5 weeks, if you even make it that long. And is that really sustainable? No. And then people just lose all of their, I suppose, self-confidence in their ability to do it.
So are you saying, and obviously it's not only the example of Lent, there's lots of other times people are on track,
people
try to get fit for loads of different reasons, try to lose weight for loads of different reasons, and they often have a goal, a wedding or, you know, something, the summer, whatever it is. So are you saying when people restrict themselves for a period of time that they're kind of nearly more likely to kind of rebound into a binge, like an Easter Sunday kind of a binge because of that restriction, and that gives you the kind of the yo-yo effect. Is that what we're looking at?
That's exactly it, Kira. I think people, it's the all or nothing mindset, in that there's this statement that I love. Extremes are easy, balance is hard. Now, that doesn't necessarily sound true off the bat.
That's a good one.
Think about it. It's very easy to wake up and go, today's the day, I'm not going to have breakfast, I'm going to have a few leaves at lunch, and then later on, I'm sure I'll be able to have a small dinner and go to bed. And it feels easy during the day, you wake up very motivated, and then come nighttime, and I believe this survey also showed that most people end up snacking in the evening.
Yeah,
that's when,
between 6 and 10 p.m.
Yes, just that restriction in the morning can lead to this feeling out of control in the evening. So it's trying to balance your blood sugars more and start small, but no one wants to start small because we want the quick results and the quick fix.
Okay,
which is what social media tends to sell us as well.
Oh, you're not wrong. But so, Natalie, what do people do? Because people will always fall off the wagon. Do you know what I mean? I did it myself. I ate quite a lot of chocolate this weekend, much more than I would normally. I mightn't eat any chocolate of a weekend at all. But this weekend, for whatever reason, you know, the weekend that was in it, there was tons in the house, and I hoovered it up. So what do you do when you do that? Is it just about getting back on the horse as quick as possible, or how
getting
do you motivate people to not stay off the horse, as it were?
This is it. And you have to get back on the horse a different way. If you get back up on the horse the same way, that way is never going to be sustainable. If it didn't work for you once, it won't work again. And when I say if it didn't work once, yes, for example, whatever you did, you may have lost the weight on that challenge or that program. But if you couldn't keep it off and you gained it all back, well, then no, it did not really work for you, did it? So you need to go about it in a different way with different methods and more sustainable. For example, maybe instead of cutting out everything, you do keep in some chocolate every day, but it's not as much as before. And you're actually adding in vegetables to every meal and being very aware of that. And I guarantee if you do that, you won't have as many cravings. One of the number one things that I would tell everyone to try and do is balance their blood sugars. So to not make it too complicated, have a carbohydrate, a protein and a fat in every single meal. If you can do that and try and have your 3 meals a day and really be aware of that protein and the fat being present on the plate, you'll have a much better chance of not feeling out of control at any point, not reaching for kind of the sugary biscuits at 10 a.m. and then kind of all the white bread again at 1 and then the Coke and the bar at 4. If you can balance those meals, you'll be doing good.
Can I ask you, because I do find this myself, that if I let myself get too hungry, I'm lost, right? Because I'll just eat anything, right? I'll just be like, whatever's in front of me, I'll gnaw on it. But but if I don't do that, so I'm usually starving for, because of funny hours that we work. I'm usually starving for dinner at 5 o'clock. I've started to eat my dinner ahead of my family because they don't want to eat dinner at 5 o'clock. But if I wait till 6 or 7, I'm ravenous and I'm like a locust. Do you know what I mean? Whereas if I eat earlier when I'm not as ravenous, I make much better choices. Is it stuff like that? Not kind of, so in other words, not restricting yourself when to starving and then
it's
managing it better.
Listening to your hunger cues. You know, if you didn't have your dinner at 5 p.m., you would be completely ignoring what your body is asking for.
Yeah.
And you would, even in those 2 or 3 hours, you'd be restricting so that when 7 p.m. comes in, you'd overdo it. So it's incredible that you've realized that, but a lot of people maybe wouldn't have the self-awareness to realize that. And you're working around your schedule rather than trying to work yours around someone else's. So it's being aware of your body's cues. And what you're doing there, Kira, would be keeping your blood sugar stable. You're not letting them drop really low in those 2 or 3 hours where you were hungry and ignoring it. And that will prevent you from having that kind of binge and out of control feeling that you would when they're low. So it's just not letting your blood sugars get like scarily low. And then people will be just fine. It's just that takes a little bit more work and a little bit more education. And people can find it hard to believe, well, if I eat every 3 to 4 hours and I eat a full meal, surely I'm not going to lose the weight. But in essence, they more than likely will, because they're not going to have this out of control binge in the evenings or the weekends.
It's good advice. And thank you for talking to us this morning. That is Natalie Lennon there, nutritional health coach and content creator. Jono, are you someone who, like I do that. If I get too hungry, I'm like one of those grizzly bears that like break.
I'm hangry right now. I'm right now. I'm very, very hangry. But we'll solve that just after 9 o'clock.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.